Father, in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach, the Son of the Living God, we thank you, we honor thee, we adore thee. Blessed be the name of the God of Israel, the Creator of heaven and earth. Abba Father, we know that you are with us. Speak to us, heal us, deliver us, bless us through your word and by your word. Grant us understanding, and thank you, Abba Father, for an answered prayer in Yahushua's name. I want to welcome all of you again to this morning cool of the day, daily devotional. May the peace of the Most High, the love of the Father, the fellowship of the Spirit be with you all. Welcome to this morning cool of the day, daily devotional. The Walking Voice, Part 5, the 5th episode of The Walking Voice. And today, we are going to deal with the Principle of Eden, Part 3. We dealt with the Part 2 yesterday by His grace. And we saw how important it is to lead and to manage things. And that anything you don't manage well will die. Growth is made possible by proper management. Hallelujah. Precious people of the way, today we are going to continue and look at the other principle in the Garden of Eden, housing or accommodation. No matter where you find yourself, your place of assignment, whether in Africa, whether in Europe, whether in America, whether in Australia, you need a place you will call a home, a place that will house you, a place that you will, in other words, becomes like an office you operate from. There are people who have no idea that their home happens to be their first administrative office, an office as far as their missions and their purposes are concerned. Without a good house, that you have no home, I tell you, you will not be able to fulfill your purpose. To be homeless is to become useless in life. Yahuwah gave man a place, the earth, yet he gave him a home. Precious people of the way, Lord God planted a garden, and there he put man. Before even he brought the helpmeet, who is Eve, Adam was having a place of living. See, for you to be productive in this generation, you should not for gold. You should not play with a home, a place you will be, a place you will reason, a place you will dream, a place you will share, a place you will build your family. Home matters. People of the way, if home does not matter, Yahusha will not tell us that this world is not our home and I'm going to prepare a place for you. You see, right in the Garden of Eden happens to be his presence. Any nice edifice, any good building you call your house, without his presence, there is no home. Without the presence of the Most High, no matter how nice, how tall, how many rooms you have in your house, you will still fail. See, everything minus the presence is nothing. Anytime you kick Yahuwah out of wherever you find yourself, that thing kills. It will destroy you. People of the way, he planted a garden, but the garden is in his presence. That is why many people are dying. Many people are suffering. Many people are unable to reason. Many people are unable to make it in life. Many people are unable to accomplish their visions, fulfill their dreams, because they have taken Yahuwah out of the equation. You see, right in the garden, there was a need for his presence to remain so that their mobile house can also be sustained. You see, no matter the place you prepare for yourself, that place will kill you. Yahuwah must always prepare a place for you, because that thing cannot sustain your mobile house. I mean your body. Let's look at something in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, the verse 1. 2 Corinthians 5, the verse 1. Let's look at something there. The second book to the Corinthian church, chapter number 5. Let's look at something there. It's very important. For we know that if our earthly house of this tent or tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. He's referring to our body. Paul was talking to the church about the new life. When they resurrect, they are raised from the dead, they will have a new building, a new tent, a new body, a new housing. So, this your body is a tent. Some Bible translation used tent. That is where you reside in. You are a spirit. You are living in your body. But this body can be sustained. This body can survive in Eden. The makeup of this body will only survive in an environment that Yahuwah has made, God made environment, not man made. I mean natural. So when you leave this tent of yours, this house of yours, okay, people of the way, there is another building. There is another tent Yahuwah has built for us. And that tent will not suffer death. It will not be dissolved. It will not be destroyed again. It is eternal in nature. But you need this earthly tent to continue living on this earth to fulfill your purpose. But this earthly tent can only survive, can be sustained in Eden. Sometimes people, you know, focus on their earthly tent, trying to make sure that their body look good so that they can live long on this earth. But they have forgotten that this tent also needs to be planted, needs to be put. It can survive in a place, not every place. You see, if you are going to build, you have to check where you build the land, because some places, if you build and put a nice edifice, a nice, you know, house in which there is a home there, I tell you, it can't stand the test of time. If you go and build at the seashore, tidal waves, storm can pull it down. This your earthly tent, this your earthly house, this one you live in, I mean your body, it also needs a place. That place will help this tent, this your earthly house, to survive. You see, many people today, they care less about where this earthly tent is supposed to be. After Yahuwah has molded the tent of Adam, the body of Adam, he placed him in a place where this body would survive. Because it's a mobile one, it's movable, portable. Okay. Now, let's go to Job 4, verse 19. Job 4, the verse 19. Let's look at something there. Job 4, the verse 19. How much less in them that dwell in houses of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, which are crushed before the moth. Job was speaking in parables. So there is a house made of clay, made of dust. Okay? He's talking about your mobile house, tent. Let me use the Bible word, tent. And you live in this. Do you know that some tents cannot survive under a harsh, you know, sun? And the sun is so scorchy, it can destroy the tents. So Yahuwah strategically planted a garden where these tents can survive. Today, people love to be where many are. People want to live at where the place is developed. without considering the attempt called body. Do you know many are sick because of the environment? Many cannot think straight. Many easily become depressed. Many are frustrated. You see, one dangerous pollution is noise pollution. Many people are unable to use even 1% of their brains because the environment is affecting them. You don't choose where you want to be. Yahweh chose, he planted a place, natural. We have done everything artificial. So, this clay house, your body, needs a place, needs a garden, needs an Eden to survive. When you take a fish out of water, its environment, it will die. The sun, the moon, the stars were also placed in its environment called the firmament. If you take them out, you destroy the thing. We are becoming too artificial in this generation. As we have become like Lot, Abraham told Lot to choose. He lifted up his eyes and he saw how nice a place be was, and the Bible says it became Sodom. Sometimes we want to live at places where it is, you know, it is well developed. I can get access to car easily. I can do this. I can do that. At the end of the day, we are, you know, destroying ourselves. Sometimes living long, living healthy is connected to environment. Where do you live? Where do you live? There are marriages which will collapse because of the environment. There are, you think, the moment Adam and Eve were kicked out from the garden, Cain could not get a good environment. Look, Cain became a murderer. He became a killer. Sometimes, the raising up of children, the environment matters. You see, where you find yourself should be heaven on earth. Ask yourself, where I am, will Yahweh tabernacle among us? Will he? Exodus 29 verse 45. You know, Yahweh was always the cool of the day to go into the garden, the cool of the day. Let me ask you where you are. Will you ever have divine visitation? He said, and I will dwell among the children of Israel and will be their God. I will dwell there. I want to live with them. I want to be with them. I will tabernacle. I will dwell with them. There are places, I tell you, you see, Yahweh is, when people say God is omnipresent, they don't understand. They don't understand. The Spirit of the Lord, the glory of the Lord departed from the temple. He left the temple, but he's omnipresent. People of the way, let's look at something in Numbers 35 verse 34. Numbers 35 the verse 34. Numbers 35 verse 34. Defy not therefore the land which ye shall inhabit. You see, wherein I dwell. For I, Yahuwah, dwell among the children of Israel. He told them. He said, the land you are going, I'm giving you the land because I dwell there. I am there. The land you are going to inhabit, you are going to live there. You are going to dwell. I am there. I'm going to live among you. Therefore, don't defy the land. Haven't we defied the land? Haven't we defied our environment? Today, where people want to make properties are defied places and defied lands. You see, Adam, Yahuwah gave him a land, gave him a garden. Abraham, he gave him land of Canaan, which became the promised land unto the people of Israel, the seeds of Abraham. So therefore, where you find yourself, the question is the Lord who gave it to you? Is he who gave you that place of living? Have you also defied the place? Look, there are places that the enemy has used people to defile already. We want to force Yahuwah into an environment that is defiled. Do you know that your body, if it is not sanctified and becomes a body of Christ, the Spirit of the Lord cannot dwell in you? Why do you think he will dwell everywhere? Isaiah said, "For I am not there. They will look for me here and there, and they won't find me. I won't be there." You see, there are people, they find themselves at places and always demonic attacks. Attacks here and there, they suffer attack. Because it's like the place where they are has been defiled. And one of these days, I will tell you how lands and nations are defiled. Look at how they defiled Sodom and Gomorrah. Your area, what happens there? What goes on there? You can't even sleep. Club houses. You know, that's that hotel that they sleep. The men go there with women, prostitution. It's just close to your area. It's an unhealthy environment. People normally think about their physical health rather than their spiritual health. It's so unhealthy. Many lands have been defiled. Many communities have been defiled. Sin defiles places. Abortion, shedding of blood. Many places have been defiled. Onanism, sleeping with people here and there. It's amazing. Believers can sell the portion of their lands to people to do hotels where there will be prostitution, clubhouses, and stuff like that. It is only today that churches are competing with clubhouses. Very close. It is amazing. We sleep and dream and see all kinds of things. Yahuwah chose a place. He said, "This will be my city. Build a temple there." Today, everywhere, no direction. Once a ministry have money, they choose where they want to build their nice auditorium, but Yahuwah is not there. Nice building, he can't be found there. Let's look at Numbers 5, the verse 3. Let's look at something there. Both male and female shall ye put out. Without their camp shall ye put them, that they defile not their camps. In the midst thereof I dwell. Yahuwah said, I dwell with you. I will tabernacle among you. I will be with you. But make sure this, both the male and the female, you see when you read from verse 1, you understand. Kick them out. You see, there are times we find ourselves in the midst of people. You know, today, you find yourself, you see, some people can go even build where, you know, every morning these occult people will be doing their things, burning incense, doing all kinds of things. You say, well, I am strong. I'm going to kick all of them out. Hey, be careful. Many people use this scripture, wherever the sole of my feet tread upon, the Lord said he has given to me. Remember, it was the promised land. And when they took over a portion, there was a need for them to take more lands, as he told them that there is more land to conquer. So it's the places he promised. That is where he said when they tread upon, he will give to them. You see, we caught out of contest. So there are people in your area, there are people, look at the people you live with. There are some of you, when you get out from your, you can't even go out in the night. You are afraid of criminals. Some of you, when you are returning from work, you have to be extra vigilant, very, very, very careful. There is no peace. You are not free to even do a walk. They will starve you. Wicked people everywhere. Whilst many are trying to draw closer to nature, people are destroying nature. They cut down trees, destroy water bodies. Yes, they want to live in an estate. Which people are you living with? You are inviting God to come there, forcing him. No matter how VVIP the invitation is, how special the invitation is, you will only dwell where he has ordained, he has chosen. You won't be where you have chosen for him. That's why you need to be led. Ezekiel 43 verse 7 and 9. Ezekiel 43, the last scripture, as I end. Ezekiel 43, verse 7 and 9. Sometimes we don't have the people physically there, but we have their images in our rooms everywhere. Ezekiel 43, verse 7 and 9. And he said unto me, Son of man, the place of my throne and the place of the souls. He said, Son of man, the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever, and my holy name shall the house of Israel no more defile, neither they nor their kings. You see, neither they nor their kings, by their whoredom, nor by the carcasses of their kings in their high places. Leaders. You know, today, most leaders, they sell their souls. And that's where we want to live. So that we know that we are also big men, you know. Hold on. They don't serve the true God again. Most of them are religious prostitutes. Because of votes, they go here, they move here, they have become Hindus, they become Muslim tomorrow, they become Christians tomorrow night. Because of votes, they they are practicing whoredom, prostitution. And by their carcasses, it has spread everywhere. Cities, people love to dwell in cities. Hey, beloved, it's better to stay in an off-grid area. See, they are kings in their high places. When you read the verse 9, now let them put away their whoredom and the carcasses of their kings far from me, and I will dwell in the midst of them forever. Listen, this is the prophet talking. It's a prophecy. So it means that where the carcasses of your kings are, he won't dwell there. He won't be there. No matter how loud you pray, he won't be there. There are principles. That is why he gave him a place. He planted the place. He chose the place because he wants to be there. In fact, where he chooses for you, it is because he wants to live with you. If you choose, it means you want to live with the one who influenced you to choose the place. Please be led. When you want to rent a place, be led. A shop, an office, be led. It's not because it's a glass house. It's a story building. It's a place where people, patronize that. So you are not led by the spirit. And the carcasses of your kings are there. Your leaders, they are carcasses. Ah. Everywhere is smelling with the carcasses of leaders in this generation. They are sins. So it stinks. So smelly. Everywhere. They have polluted our environment with their whoredoms. You don't know what they do. And most of these communities where you love to stay. You see, I've always said that for believers, we are builders. We need to build for ourselves. We need to build. We don't allow people to build, and we have now become slaves, and they build, they now bring laws that will not favor you. Go to some estate, go to some areas. They will tell you no church building. No church building. You have to go for permit, this and that. You have to reduce the volume of your staff, this and that. Oh my God. Because they built it. We don't want to build anything, but want to live in everything. We are running and chasing. It's as though the sounds of darkness are wiser. Because wisdom builds. If you see people in the world building for believers to go and live there, it should tell you that we have left wisdom for them. No wonder Yahusha said they are wiser than the sons of light. Because the wise man said, wisdom builds. Great architects, great contractors, great city builders. You read about them, and they are gays, homosexuals, occult men, Freemasons, mayors in nations, those who have built the estates, those, go and look at what they did before they built that house that you have gone to rent. No wonder you can't sleep. You are always suffering. No divine idea coming. No angelic visitation. Nothing is working. And your health is under attack. Because they have a covenant with a certain spirit, and that spirit always visits, comes there. That blood vampire drink blast. Look at the way your children will be shouting and screaming. Oh my God. It is time for us to build. It is time for us to say enough is enough. May Yahweh bless his word. I pray that the Lord God himself will choose for us. I pray
that we will not entrust our destinies into kings, prostitute leaders, nation builders, presidents, mayors, in the name of Yahusha. Our lives is in the hands of Yahuwah. Our destinies, in the name of Yahusha, I pray that we will create jobs. Those funny laws binding us, and some job, some workplace, you can't even be who you are. You have to try, and oh my God, Shikalabakoski Palada. Let it come to an end. Let it come to an end. Let it come to an end. In the name of Yahusha, I have prayed. Amen. Thank you all for joining today. It will be published on all the podcast platforms. Make sure you listen to it over and over again and share the lessons with your brothers and sisters. And know that today you have to let Yahuwah choose and be a builder. And don't wait for those in the world to build for you. The Lord bless you. Today is another day, I think the fourth day of I'm taking my case to Yahuwah. Hallelujah. And the message will be sent. And today, if all things goes well, we'll come live on one of our platforms. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.